Hello there, this is Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosefair. Today, the show, we're going to focus on demo recordings. These are the recordings that an artist usually make in the privacy of their own home or on tour, hotel rooms and such. They're song idea sketches most of the time to give to a producer or a publisher, or just to keep the idea around in their head because they're usually not meant for the public to hear. But often fans want to hear the demos of their favorite songs or the artists because sometimes it can show a side to the song that gets left behind when it's recorded professionally in the studio. Sometimes the artist is more relaxed in the demo version and can sometimes give a better performance. Either way, demos are fascinating. Little peeks behind the songwriting curtain. And the first one on the show today is probably the most famous for being drastically different, the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever. This is take number one from Abbey Road Studios, a more fleshed out version of John Lennon's home demo of just voice and guitar, but it's also miles away from what the released version would sound like. This version is extremely rough, but utterly charming. Here's the Beatles.
Take one. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone, but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
Partridge from XTC, a man who loves to record and keep everything, no pun intended. That song there was called Everything. It's a leftover song from XTC days that was never properly done in the studio. It comes from the 9-volume set that Andy put out called Fuzzy Warbles All Demo Recordings. Previous to this box set, Andy's demos had been released on fan club cassettes and bootlegged by XTC fans, and it's funny how much time he spends on these demos. Sometimes they're virtually indistinguishable from the original studio version. Elvis Costello and the Tractions before that with a studio demo recording of his hit Every Day I Write the Book, drastically overworked and changed completely by the producers Clive Langer and Alan Withstanley from his Punch the Clock album. Although I love the single version from that album, this one is closer to what it sounds like when the Attractions played it live. And we started there with Take One of Strawberry Fields Forever from Abbey Road Studios, of course, by the Beatles. Now, you won't know all of these songs I have on the show today. Some of these are for dedicated followers of the bands in particular, like FM. FM were one of the greatest Canadian bands to come out of the 70s prog rock scene. They were plagued by record company problems over the years, band personnel changes, and never quite achieved the status that I thought they deserved. But their fan base quietly has stayed loyal for over 35 years. And in 2001, Nash the Slash went into his archives, he's one of the founding members of FM, and released a disc called Lost in Space, Reel-to-Reel Obscurities. The name FM doesn't appear anywhere on the disc, probably for legal reasons, but it's a collection of rare live performances by the band and demos from out their history. This song appeared on the album Contest, which was criticized by Nash the Slash in the liner notes as not the way the band wanted the music to sound. So here's FM's original demo version of Friends and Neighbors.
take it.
One song that Gary Numan is most recognized for, Cars. That's the demo version. He put out on a double CD set of the album The Pleasure Principle, from where the song originally came from. In fact, this double CD set includes demos for all the songs on the album, plus a few extras. Same there in the middle, with the middle track. That's the song you know, but the version you don't. The original demo of Take On Me by Norway's famous trio A-ha, a song that was recorded four times. Two demo versions and two singles were released before the big hit version took off. And FM to start off that set with Friends and Neighbors, a more energetic version of their song that appeared on the album Contest from the early 80s. You're listening to Radio Outlet. I'm Lee Rosevere. All demo recordings on the show this week. Next up, this demo was given to me by a friend on a cassette who was told from another friend that it was a demo of an unreleased Big Star song. It turns out, though, it's not Big Star. It's by a guy called Van Duren, who worked briefly in a band with Big Star's drummer, and he apparently auditioned for Big Star at one point. Didn't make the cut, but I guess that's where the connection comes from. He put out one record in the late 70s. This is a demo version of one of those songs, but it might be because I heard it first that I liked the demo version better. And I think there's some elements in the performance that make it for me. The hand claps are one for sure. The quality's a bit rough, but it sounds great. Here's Van Duren and Grow Yourself Up.
What happened to about to cry and I don't know the reason. I can see the start of a difficult season. I can't let it get me down when everything is going wrong. Ain't it good to know that I can be strong, darling, as long as you go where I go. I can't complain about the pain and the heartache, the tears when your kisses disguise the lies my eyes don't see. And what do I need to know, as long as you go where I go. Wake up in the morning where the bad news can't find me. Walking in the sunshine with you right behind me. This lazy living sure treats me right, but come tomorrow we'll be gone. And anywhere at all is where I belong, darling, as long as you go where I go. I'm unaware of the cares and the sorrow, the hurt that your loving can hide from me. My eyes don't see. And what do I need to know, as long as you go where I go.
Slow.
Power Pop Genius's Jellyfish. If you don't know about Jellyfish, I would highly recommend getting their two albums. One's called Belly Button, and the other one's called Spilt Milk. And that's a demo that the two main guys in Jellyfish wrote and recorded for a Ringo Starr album, Andy Sturmer and Roger Joseph Manning Jr. They did that in the early 90s, a song called I Need Love. A rare sketch idea from the boys in Steely Dan before that, Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, You Go Where I Go, one of the many songs they recorded in demo form but never did anything with, probably because they don't like the songs now. A short instrumental demo of Fleetwood Mac's song Never Going Back Again, pretty much Lindsey Buckingham's song, originally with lyrics and released on Rumors in 1977. And Van Duren started off the top of that set with Grow Yourself Up, the demo version that he re-recorded for his album Are You Serious in 1978. A couple of years ago, Thomas Dolby released some deluxe reissues of his first two albums, Golden Age of Wireless and The Flat Earth. Both came with a wealth of hard-to-find tracks and unreleased demos. The Flat Earth, in particular, included this rare recording of a song he wrote for the movie Howard the Duck. The song, Don't Turn Away, was released as a B-side with the star of the movie, Leah Thompson, singing the song. But here's the demo version with Thomas singing it himself, including a harmonica solo by Stevie Wonder.
Give me talk to me at all. Now that I have everything, the places and the friends just doesn't look the same. Now that I have everything, I wasn't always so fortunate, but I knew what I had to do to be well to do, and it had to do with the things I had to do. I don't want anything, I don't want anything. Now that I have everything, I can't throw things apart, I don't know where they start. Now there's everything, don't remind me of yesterday. Put down that sword, but no, please don't say all the things I think I know that you're about to say. Everything does everything, is what you're just about to say. There was a program, sort of an inquiry into what would be just the thing for me. If it came to be, I would have to wait and see. And I don't want anything, I don't want anything. Now that I have everything, I can't tell things apart, I don't know where they start. Now that I have everything, and the mirror on the wall won't talk to me at all. Now that I have everything, the place inside the frame just doesn't look the same. Now there's everything to remind me of yesterday. Now there's everything to remind me of yesterday.
The Scrappy They Might Be Giants, and Now I Have Everything, a demo from their Dial-A-Song days back in the mid-80s, where they had a daily or weekly, they would record a song on their outgoing message on their answering machine and invited people to dial in to hear it. And that's a remix version. The Dial-A-Song version ends slightly differently, which I have somewhere in this collection here somewhere. But that'll do for now. In between, a demo of the song that Todd Rundgren never did anything with called Where Does the Time Go? Recorded in 1985. Don't know if it was intended for another artist or for him to record, because it's from this Japanese compilation called Somewhere Anywhere, and I can't read the liner notes. We started that set off there with Thomas Dolby singing his track Don't Turn Away, written from the movie Howard the Duck and featuring Stevie Wonder on harmonica. More demos to come here on Radio Outlet this week. If you have any questions or comments about the program, you can reach me at radiooutletshow@gmail.com. And now for the troubled genius of Joe Meek, known as a brilliant ahead-of-his-time record producer. This is a home-recorded demo and a beyond rough version of Joe singing the lead melody of his song Telstar. With Joe's tone-deaf performance and huge echo, it really sounds like pop music from outer space. Here's Joe Meek and Telstar.
Thank you. honesty come to the surface. Watch it bump, it cruises past. The river flows gently, eroding, moves cross land, but not too fast.
A 1972 recording of Frank Zappa and his Mothers, originally a song called Redunzel. That's the original version of the song that would be later fleshed out and re-recorded in 1975 and released on the album Studio 10. But that's an earlier version with Jean-Luc Ponty on violin, who was in the band for a short time. In the middle, Pete Townsend doing his best impression of a Smiley Smile era Beach Boys song from his first compilation of demo recordings called Scoop. That was Goin' Fishin'. And I think Pete is probably the first artist to release his demo recordings officially like that. And the Space Madness demo of Joe Meek's famous song Telstar, sung by Joe himself. That will end this edition of Radio Outlet for this week. I'm Lee Rosevere. And one last one, a wonderful song, Fragile Performance That Speaks Volumes. It's by the late Sandy Denny. And a song that she recorded a couple of times after this initial demo stage, but I don't think she could have improved it. See you next week. Here's Sandy Denny and By the Time It Gets Dark.
Baby, every cloud has a silver lining. Baby, every dog really has his day. And it matters to me to see you smiling. Why don't we blow all your cares away? Yesterday is gone and will be forgotten. Today is where every new day starts. Got to be free as the leaves in autumn. You may be sad, but it never lasts. And maybe by the evening we'll be laughing. Just wait. See all the changes there'll be by the time it gets done. We could go walking out in the sunshine. Look at all the people out in the street, hurrying away to a business luncheon, waiting for a taxi for aching feet. Light up your face, baby, let's get going. Want to see a change in those